Yeah.
When you went into labour, how often did your pains come?
Oh, when I went into labour, I just went bang. You know, one minute I was just getting this sort of vague, tight feeling, and the next minute, I was off.
Oh.
Why?
Well, I keep getting this pain every 10 minutes or so.
Every 10 minutes?
Yeah. I've been timing it.
What, you think you're in labour?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what labour feels like, do I? It hurts, but, well, it's not that much.
Oh, I don't think you'll be under any illusions when you are in labour, Debbie. You'll know all right.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Honey, I don't want the same thing to happen to me as it did to you.
Oh, why? It was all right, you know. I didn't have time to think about it. She just fell out, my one.
Yeah, well, I want to be safely in hospital. None of this back-to-nature stuff for me. Oh.
Yeah, let's feel. Oh, yeah. That's definitely a contraction, there is.
Do you think I ought to go into hospital just to be on the safe side?
Well, there's no point in going too early. They'll just send you home. Yeah. How long have you been having contractions like that?
About an hour.
Well, you could go and pack your bag.
You've got to be joking. I've had my bag packed for 10 days. Mm. Oh, it's coming again. That's not 10 minutes.
Oh, I had contractions on and off for a few days before I had moonshine.
Yeah, well, I don't want to run any risks. With my luck, I'd be one of the few women who still die in childbirth.
Of course you won't.
Look, I think I'd better go.
Look, if you wait half an hour, Vince will be in. He'll take you to the hospital.
I'd rather go now.
But, Debbie, how are you going to get there? You can't walk.
I'll take a cab.
On a Sunday afternoon? You'll never find one.
Oh, yeah.
Here, look, tell you what. Why don't I go phone for a minicab and it can come here and pick you up?
All right.
Oh, don't be scared, Debbie. It's going to be all right, honest.
Yeah. I just wish I had someone to come and hold me hand, that's all.
Oh, look, I'll come and hold your hand.
You can't come. You've got to look after Moonshine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, how about phoning Dickon? You could tell him you're in labour.
Oh, he's no blooming news. He's the last person I want to see.
Well, I'll go and phone for a cab, then.
Yeah.
You're all right for a few minutes while I'm gone?
Yes.
Right. Won't be long.
Yeah. Oh, Carol?
Yeah?
Phone Dickon too, will you?
Yeah.
Oh, is that Trudy Window? It's Dickon Firth. I interviewed you the other day for the Hampstead Herald.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wondered if I could see you for a few minutes.
If you like. Look to your left. Through the window.
I didn't mean like that.
Hello, Fran. Look, I'm waving to you. How are you?
I didn't mean I wanted to see you like that. Can I come in and see you?
Come in and what?
But talk to you.
Well, I'm awfully busy.
Please?
Oh, all right. Just a moment and I'll lower the drawbridge.
Well, Ducky, what can I do for you?
I just wanted to see you again, that's all.
Well, I'm here. Take a good look.
No, I mean, well, I wondered if I could take you out, maybe, to a concert or something.
I don't go out with men, not to concerts.
Oh.
Bad for the image.
Well, there must be some way of us seeing each other. Could I come here?
Yeah, you could, if I asked you.
But you're not going to.
Look, I told you. I don't want emotional involvement. It gets everything all messy. I'm going to make it big, kid, and I don't want men.
But you must want something more than, well...
Yeah?
Well, you can't go on like this, waylaying men who wander into your flat and then just discarding them.
How so?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, I do. And what's more, Sunshine, I don't want to lecture about it from a po-faced little squirt like you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Any time.
So, don't want to see me anymore?
A lot, no.
I'd better go, then.
Oh, so soon? Oh, no, stay.
Do you mean that?
Oh, York. Sit down. Do you want a glass of wine?
Yes, please.
Right. Uno momento. I've got some somewhere.
Trudy?
Yeah?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Well, the reason you don't want to see me again, is it because you didn't enjoy it?
No.
You did enjoy it?
It was all right, as these things go.
It could be better next time, when we get to know each other better.
But there isn't going to be a next time, Sunshine.
Why? Give me a chance. You don't know me yet.
Mm-hmm. I like me yet.
Well, you don't. Look, how are you ever going to form a relationship if you never get to know people?
Look, I told you, I don't want to form a relationship.
Then you're missing out on a great deal.
Oh, yeah. You're the expert, are you? And how many relationships have you had?
Very few.
Look, as far as I'm concerned, men spell trouble.
You shouldn't generalize.
Oh.
Give me a chance, Trudy. I might be different from the other men you've known.
Do you want to go to bed? Now?
Well,
Oh, you're not different. The only different thing about you is that you crowd me in emotionally.
I haven't crowded you in. What have I done?
Oh, you don't have to do anything. I can feel it. You sort of give it off like waves. Need.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. Look, finish your wine and go home, Dickon.
I wish you'd explain.
There's nothing to explain. Look, I don't want to see you anymore, okay? And why make something complicated out of something simple?
How are you doing, Mrs. Franks?
Terrible. They didn't tell me it was going to hurt like this.
Got a contraction?
Now, yes.
Try and remember what they taught you at your breathing classes, dear. Try and relax.
Relax?
Quite a strong contraction. Now, what I'm going to do, dear, after this contraction's over, I'm going to examine you. See how far dilated you are, all right? Going now, the pain?
Yes.
Now, I'm just going to examine you. Try and relax. You did go to the relaxation classes, did you?
Yes.
Find them helpful?
They were all right. Just as long as you weren't actually in labor, they were fine.
Oh, it's all right. Finish now. Well, your one finger dilated.
One finger?
Yes, you've got a long way to go yet.
Oh, no.
Would you like something for the pain?
Yes, please. My back hurts.
There, there, don't cry. Going to be all right. I'll go and get you the Pethidine.
Nurse!
Yes?
No one's phoned, have they?
No, don't think so. Not yet, anyway.
Oh, no. Why isn't Dickon here?
Oh, God, I'm tired, Cliff.
I hardly look it and all.
Yes, Claire went straight to bed the moment we got back. Been an exhausting weekend.
But a successful one, yeah?
Oh, let's hope. Oh, another scotch?
No, thanks.
No, I was just looking at this room, thinking how fond I am of it.
Yeah, it is a nice room.
Yeah, I've been thinking about the sitting room in the house in Bath, too. Now, if I were to knock a wall through between the morning room and the sitting room, make a nice big through room, what do you think? Might be possible?
Well, I can't say. I'll have to see the room. Any load-bearing walls involved?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'd like a bigger window in the kitchen, too.
We'll be gutting the place before you ever move in.
Yes. No, I just wonder what you think. You know more about this sort of thing than I do. And I must say, it is rather exciting. You know, there are lots of things I'd like to have done here, but, we couldn't afford it. Yeah, come in. Oh, hello, Shirley.
Hello. Sweetheart. I was just coming back down.
I just came up to see how you got on this weekend, Mike.
Oh, splendidly. I liked the house as much as Claire did. And Sue liked the garden. Oh.
And the solicitors are swinging into action tomorrow.
Yeah, that's marvellous. Aren't you lucky to get fixed up so quick?
Yes, we are. And of course, knowing this place is sold, we don't have to worry about mortgages or bridging land or any of that sort of thing.
No.
You'll have to come down and see it when we're settled in.
Oh, I'd love to. As a matter of fact, I was just saying yesterday, Bath's one of the places where the Open University runs its summer school.
Is it? What? Are you going to Bath?
I could do. I've got to fill in the forms this week.
Ah, oh, then you must do that. Then you can come down and stay with us. It'd be lovely to see you.
Well, I'll put Bath down as my first choice, then. You made up my mind for me.
Is that Dickens' phone again?
Yes, it's been ringing all evening. Someone must be desperate to get through.
Oh, well, that doesn't mean something's wrong. Oh, perhaps that's him now.
Yes.
Dickens?
Hi.
Oh. Is that my phone?
Yes, we've just been saying it's been going all evening. Hurry up and answer it. It must be important.
Hello?
Dickon!
Hello?
Oh, thank goodness I've got through to you.
Who is it?
It's Carol, you know, from the squat.
Oh, hello, Carol. Is something wrong?
Well, no, not really. It's just Debbie. She's gone into labour.
Golly. Is she all right?
Yeah, I think so. She's in hospital. But, look, the thing is, she was dead frightened when she went in. I think it suddenly hit her, like, you know, that she was having this kid all on her own.
Oh, poor Debbie.
Yeah. Any road, she asked me to tell you.
Oh, well, what do you think I should do? I mean, I can't go and see her, can I?
Oh, I shouldn't think so. Well, not till she's had the baby.
Yeah.
But, well, you could phone. Send her a message, just so she knows you're thinking of her.
Right, that's a good idea. I'll do that. Thanks.
Great.
Bye.
Bye.